Department of Environmental Conservation spokeswoman Emily DeSantis said Sunday that the agency expects to miss a November 29 deadline for finalizing regulations, making it necessary to reopen the process with at least one public hearing. This announcement came on the heels of another by DEC Commissioner Joe Martens, who said that no final decision on whether to allow shale development would be made until a health impact review is completed. While thousands of shale wells have been drilled in Pennsylvania, opposition has been quite intense in New York. The DEC announcements have fracking opponents and proponents talking about the so-called restart of the rulemaking process. Kathy Nolan is with Catskill Mountain Keeper in Woodstock.
I'm not sure that the governor and the commissioner at the DEC are actually restarting the process of their review. But to the extent that they are now looking more deeply at some issues that have been brought to their attention, including the health issues, or reaching out to seek additional consultants and taking a deeper look, that's a positive step for New York State. The most important part of a review of health impacts would be to do a process that is rigorous, comprehensive, transparent. And there is a framework for that. It's called a health impact assessment. And that would be the gold standard for really looking at the health issues.
The DEC has to date received in the neighborhood of 80,000 public comments about fracking. Gas companies are anxious to tap into New York's piece of the natural gas field known as the Marcellus Shale. Jim Smith with the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York says his members grow more frustrated with each passing day.
Certainly 4.5 years to review proposed regulations and a new environmental impact statement should be enough time in our view. So we would not support a back to the drawing board approach.
Catherine Nadeau with Environmental Advocates of New York is all for moving slowly. She points to new evidence linking fracking to people's health.
Everywhere that fracking has happened nationwide, there have been stories about people becoming ill, about children with asthma increases, about elderly people having trouble breathing.
Nadeau says that compounding the problem is that most New Yorkers are, quote, in the dark as to what happens next.
What we don't know is whether or not the state's going to hold off on issuing permits until this new public process has been completed. And that's what we need to hear from the governor. What will this process look like? Who's going to be involved?
Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the new announcements come in reaction to requests by environmentalists who had called for an outside survey. And Cuomo believes his agencies can do a better job by providing New Yorkers with what he calls a stronger review to withstand a legal challenge. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.